The sun was a bright red disc just resting on the western horizon. Bands of red and purple laced across the sky as Cletus Odom stood in the middle of the tracks, looking back toward the east. The twin ribbons of steel glinted in the setting sun, shining red until they disappeared into the gathering dusk to the east.
See anything yet?
Not yet, Bates.
Maybe we already missed it.
We haven't missed it.
Odom turned back toward the three men who were bending over the tracks.
How's it coming?
We pulled out a couple of the spikes, but they're damn hard to remove.
They're supposed to be hard to get out. All you have to do is pull up enough of them to be able to push the rail out a few inches.
You sure that'll stop the train?
You ever seen a train run on dirt?
No.
Well, if you push that rail out, the only place the train can go is dirt. Yeah, I'm sure this'll stop it.
Senor, how much money is on the train?
How much you got now?
Maybe I have $1.
Then it doesn't really matter how much money the train is carrying, does it? Whatever it is, it'll be more than you got. Schuler?
Yeah?
You have to blow the safe. You gonna be able to handle it? Or are you drunk?
I can do the job.
You damn well better be able to do the job. Hurry it up!
Odom came over to join them as, working quickly, they pulled up two more spikes.
Bates, you're the biggest one here. Pick up the sledgehammer and hit the rail here a couple of times, just enough to push it out.
Bates grabbed the hammer and hit it. The rail popped out. He was about to hit it a second time when Odom stopped him. It was less than 2 minutes after the men put the tools away when they first saw the train. As the engine approached, it gave some perspective as to how large the desert really was. For the train that had appeared so tiny before was now a behemoth, blocking up the sky.
Get ready, boys. It's nearly here.
Say, how long before we reach the next town anyways? What I need to do is... I need to get off this train and get me a beer. Maybe a bottle of whiskey, too.
No alcoholic spirits are allowed in the express car.
Yeah, so what are you gonna do about it? Go to the law? I'm the law.
No, I'm not going to the law. If you want a drink, I can't stop you. But I can report you to the railroad.
Yeah, and what'll the railroad do? Tell me I'm a bad boy.
Well, for one thing, they will see to it that you can't ride a train anymore.
Yeah, and that's supposed to mean something to me.
It means you better not consider going anywhere you can't walk or ride a horse.
What are you laughing at?
It seems to me like Mr. Kingsley has the upper hand.
Yeah?
Stepping over to Matt, Hayes suddenly slapped Matt in the face.
There ain't nothing you can do about that, seeing as you're all chained up like you are. Tell me, Mr. Killer, who has the upper hand now?
Hayes was standing over Matt with his legs spread, looking down at Matt, who was still on the floor. Matt smiled up at him.
What are you smiling at, you son of a bitch?
I'm about to show you who has the upper hand.
It was at that exact point in time that the engine ran across the place where the rail had been compromised. For a moment, the train continued on as if nothing had happened.
What the hell? Nothing happened! The train didn't stop!
Just wait!
Less than a second later, they saw the engine quiver, then drop down on one side. The engine continued forward, but now one side was producing thrust while the other had lost its purchase. The driver wheels in the dirt now continued to churn full speed, and they began throwing up a huge rooster tail of sand. First the engine, then the tender, then the express car tumbled over on their sides. The following cars began breaking apart and falling in upon themselves. The boiler of the engine suddenly exploded. The explosion of the boiler had sent hundreds of burning embers of coal from the engine's firebox. Those coals had landed on the wooden passenger cars, most nearly reduced to kindling wood by the wreck, so that within seconds, the cars, many of which still had people trapped in the wreckage, caught on fire.
Son of a bitch, that wasn't supposed to happen. I thought all would happen was the train would stop. I didn't know it was going to wreck.
Yeah, well, the train did stop, though, didn't it, Schuler? Oh, Jesus. Most of the passenger cars are on fire. Yo, come on. Let's get an express car, get the money, and get out before it catches fire, too.
Well, this ain't right. You never said anything about killing all these people. All you said is we was gonna rob a train.
Yeah, well, how the hell was I supposed to get it to stop? Stand in front of it and hold out my hand?